Com and enter the promo code Trucker Randy or call 800-654-9659.
This land of ours is under attack. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into Thursday, September 26, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This is hour number two, the first half hour. Again, listen on demand anytime you'd like to the show. Go to the website for the show, yourdefendingfathers.com. Click on podcasts. Every half hour is stored there in reverse chronological order. Hour one, segment one, is at the bottom of the sixth half-hour podcast for that three-hour show. The last half hour is at the top. So check it out. Listen on demand. Tell your friends about the website. Numerous people have texted me the word stop. I sent you back. StopBogusBallots.com is the website, is the app that the Gateway Pundit story has put together that we're talking about this morning. Addresses that mail-in ballots are being sent to: Walmart stores, strip malls that are filled with vacant storefronts, vacant homes, even UPS drop boxes. These NGOs can rent a drop box at a UPS store. Absentee ballots can be sent to it. They go in, they open it, they take the absentee ballots out. Once they're in somebody's hands, they can vote it, seal it back up, and put it into a drop box. Nobody knows who voted. Nobody knows where it came from. It's simply a ballot with a tag on it. When it's opened by the clerks, they take the tag off of it and they send it into and put it through and feed it into the tabulator without knowing even who voted on that ballot. Seven swing states, Michigan being one of them. Per the Gateway Pundit story, Common Sense Elections identified over 500,000 ineligible addresses in Michigan, Georgia, and Wisconsin each. 500,000 illegal addresses in Michigan. 500,000 illegal addresses in Georgia. 500,000 illegal ineligible addresses in Wisconsin, and 1.4 million in Pennsylvania. They are going to try to get away with this and basically elect the first woman president, Kamala Harris. And the media is going to sell it to us, folks, is that because America didn't want to go backwards. America wanted to go forward. America wanted a younger woman, not an older white male, to be elected on November 5th. America agreed with her vision and her proposed policies versus his. The powers to be better get on top of this, and they better do it now. They need to challenge these addresses. It's all about the addresses. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Got on board. on a westbound 747.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second segment of hour number two. Again, text me STOP, and I will send you the link to the website, stopbogusballots.com. This Gateway Pundit story needs to go viral. Now, when I posted it on my X Twitter account this morning, I put it on there and I tagged some people that I hope will pick this story up. I sent it to Sean Hannity. I tagged him. I tagged Tucker Carlson. I tagged Governor Mike Huckabee because of his TV show. I also tagged Steve Gruber's show and Steve Dace's show. Steve Dace is part of the Glenn Beck group of very conservative talk show hosts on the Blaze Network. The Gateway Pundit story lays all this out there. And the thing of it is, if the left finds out that we know what they're up to, we know what the scam is, we know how to protest, object to those ballots coming from those addresses. Again, Walmart stores, strip malls with empty stores in them, UPS drop boxes, processing centers. These illegals that are coming into the country are using an address that is a ballot processing center. They're able to get a ballot mailed to the processing center under an illegal, somebody who's not even a citizen of the United States, name. How stupid do we have to be before we finally wake up and say, enough is enough? I don't know if we're going to be able to do it and save it for this election, folks. It may be too late. The train is already left the station. The absentee ballots are going out today here in Antrim County. The incompetent Cheryl Guy, the current clerk, is finally having them delivered supposedly to the local clerks today. They were supposed to have been out last week. But finally, they're being delivered to the clerks. Now, we spoke to our local township clerk, and she said that they are going to start working on them as soon as they get them from Cheryl Guy, the county clerk. They have to be then folded, assigned the number off of the ballot, assigned to an absentee voter, put into a mailing jacket, and sent to people requesting absentee ballots, me being one of them. So he said, when do you think we'll get them? And she said, probably Monday or Tuesday. Completely late per our state election law. They're supposed to have been out 45 days before November 5th. 45 days. Well, that was last week. We're not getting them until next week. You mail carriers out there listening to the show, text me, and I will not report your name or location. I won't even say your county. Just text me how many absentee ballots are in your mailbag or in your vehicle today, Thursday, September 26th. How many of those are you delivering to vacant homes? Houses that you know nobody has lived in quite a while. Also, another location, Steve up in Gatesville, trailers. that immigrants live in? Oh, yes, absolutely. How many of those mailmen? Presque Isle County resident. It's not just Cheryl Guy who's incompetent in Antrim County. Anne Marie is incompetent in Presque Isle County. I still haven't received mine yet. Imagine that. See, you have to understand something, people. Oh, this is interesting. Chuck up in Mackinac County called the clerk to request an absentee ballot in Clark Township. Over the phone, they only asked me for a name, address, and date of birth. Didn't even require me to provide any further proof that it was me. Didn't even request any proof of residency other than me giving it to her verbally over the phone, my name, my address, and date of birth. Got another text from another mailman. I've had several yesterday, and I probably have 10 absentee ballots in my bags today. So far, haven't delivered any to vacant houses. Okay, keep an eye on it. Let me know. Because I got reports from two other mailmen in different counties than where you live. I know where you guys live. I'm not disclosing any of this. And here's the thing. If the people are aware of this type of activity, and you're able to get the information to the authorities, then you know what? More and more people will be forced to investigate. This is not something they're going to be able to hide eventually from the media. The fake BS news, corporate media, yes, I get it. But these stories are going to get picked up by somebody. Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, somebody is going to expose this. And I got to tell you something else. They are absolutely scared to death that this information is going to get out there. Why? Because once the public is made aware of it, this could turn into a revolution already before the November 5th election. People get outraged enough, they start challenging these ghost ballots. There's going to be some problems. There's going to be some issues. We are not going to sit by and allow another election to be stolen. And again, don't point to these TV commercials by Kamala Harris, the attack ads from these PACs against Donald Trump, the false narrative that he is accepting and going to implement Project 2025 that was put together by the Heritage Foundation, a think tank in Virginia. Not part of his agenda in any way, shape, or form. The process of catching these individuals implementing these ghost ballots are going to be absolutely critical, folks, for us to expose this information and to get it out there. You have to understand this is important. And one of the things that they're looking at in Lansing is the fact that they want the elections to go their way, obviously. Well, presidential election challenges are going straight to the Supreme Court. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who accepted the natural law party's nomination and then withdrew, Well, those contesting presidential election results or boards of state canvasser certification must go straight to the Michigan Supreme Court with their complaints under new procedures that were adopted by the court yesterday. However, the court declined to adopt proposed amendments regarding the placement of youthful inmates in isolation in order to keep them safe from adults. These are current cases that the Michigan Supreme Court has issued yesterday. Additionally, they have, according to a rule change, now made it that a specific challenge can be filed within 24 hours of a completed recount, but no later than 8 a.m. the day before the presidential and vice presidential electors are required to convene. Two rulings having to do with the election and basically young people being held in jail. These are their two top priorities. They also said that complaints filed under MCL 168.845A must be filed within 48 hours of the certification of the local Board of Canvassers and must name the Board of State Canvassers as a defendant. The court gave itself until the day before the electors convene to issue a final order on any complaints filed under the statute. Kennedy has unsuccessfully fought in the Court of Claims and federal court to have his name withdrawn from the November 5th ballot here in Michigan. He has appealed a federal judge's ruling to the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. Kennedy, it's too late. The ballots are going out. You can appeal all you want. You can even maybe eventually get this to the United States Supreme Court. It's going to be too late. It's that simple. One thing you have to understand, people, the process requires education. I am absolutely convinced when people hear the PAGS video, when they get a card handed to them asking them the 11 questions, which we have and we can ship out, if they go to the website thinkthenvote.com and look at those 11 questions that are on our cards that we are shipping out to people, we sent out six packages yesterday. Six listeners in our area went to the website acconservatives.org, donated $25. We shipped out six of them yesterday. Each one got 100 cards. Each one has the potential, when those 100 cards are given away to people, to affect 1,100 votes in our communities. Based on what we shipped out just yesterday, we could impact 6,600 votes in the way people vote on November 5th. And yes, I've gotten reports back that people we've shipped the cards out to, they've given them out to people. They've asked them, have you decided who you're going to vote for on November 5th? Totally shocked.